This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo 2018 edition in Sebring, Florida. I'm with Niloufar Rahmani, who is a captain in the Afghan Air Force or Afghan military and the first woman to earn a pilot's license in Afghanistan. And you've given a talk here about that experience. I want to talk about the flight training, but before I do that, you said something that probably runs against the understanding of people in the U.S. in that we assume that in conservative Islamic societies, women are treated differently than men and they don't have the same opportunity as men or boys do. But in your family, it was different. Why is that? How did that turn out that way?
Actually, thank you for having me. And it's very difficult. As you know, in Afghanistan, it's a very big cultural difference. So I have been very lucky to have a parents that they always supported me. They never looked at me as a girl or a woman that I, when I'm at the age of 13 or 14, just get married. They never thought like that. It's just because in Afghanistan, when you're a woman, they consider you to just stay at home, and flying is not even something that you can think about it because they think it's a man job, so a woman cannot do that or she is not able to do this job. But actually, I think I've been very lucky that my family been different and they always supported me in every step of my life.
Why is your family different than the culture at large?
Well, I think my parents never went or looked at the cultural, what the other people says or what the other men says, that my father will understand or accept that. So he always accepted what it came to his mind and what he wanted to do with his life and his kids and his daughters. I think that was a big difference, that he wanted to be his own person and make his own decision in his life.
And if I understand this correctly, this is not necessarily religious, but cultural. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's actually very correct. In Islam, they never say a woman doesn't have this right or that right. She's not able to do this. Islam never said that. But unfortunately, this is something cultural, that it came out of a man, that men said or created all this cultural things that if you're a woman, don't do this. If you're a woman, you are weak. You're not able to fly or you can't do this. This is only men's job. And I can definitely 100% say that, which is this is only a man cultural thing, not definitely an Islam thing.
Now, you were just an infant when the Russians left Afghanistan and the Taliban became dominant. So tell us a little bit about how you were able to obtain an education in that environment.
Unfortunately, when the Soviet Union left Afghanistan, I was only 6 months old, and the Taliban came to Afghanistan, and the civil war began in Afghanistan, and my family became refugee in Pakistan, and we stayed in a refugee camp until I was 4 years old. So my parents, because we were not allowed to go to school, my parents, they made one of the rooms as a little classroom for us. So my parents taught us at home how to read and write. So that's how they started until 2000, that the coalition came to Afghanistan and the school started opening for girls and women in Afghanistan, that I was able to go to school actually at the age of four at the first time in my life.
And then how did that lead to further education and your desire to become a pilot?
I think it has been always in my heart that I wanted to be an astronaut, always. But it never came true because when you're a woman, that's completely unreachable dream for you in Afghanistan. But I wanted to start from beginning, at least being a pilot, and motivate or give other girls or women that they should come and join me, and I would do something for those little girls in Afghanistan that they all lost their self-confidence and they always got judged because of their genders. So I think that was a big reason. I just wanted to do something for the girls in my country.
And how did you obtain your flight training?
Actually, I received my... I joined the pilot training in 2011, and I received my pilot wing in 2013. And I was the first group that was trained in Afghanistan by the U.S. Air Force.
And was that a special program for civil or would-be military pilots in Afghanistan?
We can say that was like a special training because that was the first time that Afghans would be trained inside Afghanistan. Usually they are sending to U.S. for training, but that was actually the first time that they trained Afghans by U.S. Air Force inside Afghanistan.
And how difficult was it to get into that program as a woman?
Actually, it has been very difficult because as soon as I joined and I decided to be a pilot, there was always a brick walls that everybody stood in front of me that you are not able to do this, or they wanted to fail me in some points. But I've been lucky to have a support of lots of people, especially my the U.S. Air Force, my instructors, that I could make it through and finish this training.
Now, you went on to become qualified in a Lockheed C-130. How did that happen?
In 2015, there was a special offers for the pilots in Afghan Air Force that they would select amount of students to be trained in the C-130 because it's a very expensive training, actually. And luckily, I got selected for that training, and by offer of some of my instructors, that I'm able to go through this training. And I came to the U.S. in 2015 and start my training with the C-130 down in Arkansas.
And where to from here? If I understood you correctly, you can't go back to Afghanistan?
Unfortunately, it has been a very hard decision for me to make. It's very heartbroken, and I can't express that, like how bad I feel about that. But unfortunately, situation got really hard for me and my family back in Afghanistan. My family had to leave Afghanistan, and they couldn't stay in Afghanistan. They were living as a refugee inside their own country, which was really hard for them. And I have no one back home that I go to, because if you're a woman, you can't live by yourself back in Afghanistan. And there was some issues with government, and unfortunately, yeah, I couldn't go back.
So what will your plan be? Will you be able to remain in the U.S.?
I hope so. So I'm working with Homeland Security with my paperwork, and I'm hoping something is going to work out soon and all my dreams come true, and finally I will do what I want to do in life and what I want to do for my future. And I want to go back to the Air Force and fly an airplane and built my way to be an astronaut.
Well, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.